Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As noted in my earlier comments, the idea circulating around an improved intersessional program are a very important consideration for us to grapple with this stage of proceedings. Certainly, I think there is agreement from a number of delegations that existing structures are not crystallising effective action in the manner which would be satisfactory and enabling the strengthening of the BWC. Somehow, we need to improve the capacity for in-depth discussion with a view to enhancing the effectiveness and the proper implementation of the BWC. It is with this in mind that we are particularly attracted to the idea of working groups that have been raised in the working papers of a number of delegations. For surely the formula of a working group offers a focused discussion with specific outcomes possible that can then feed in to a meeting of state parties format. And the good news for us at this preparatory committee is that we have a rich selection of possible formulas to draw upon. We have heard from our Canadian, UK, US and South African colleagues, just to name a few, with some very useful ideas that address this specific issue. I won't propose to provide feedback to each of the authors of these proposals on this occasion, except to say that these are all thought-provoking and offer potential avenues for us to crystallise a new intersessional program formula at the review conference in November. We, of course, agree with some of the underlying observations made already by our colleagues. For instance, how much are we prepared to dig into our pockets to finance and allow for increased meeting time in the course of the annual program? From our perspective, the more, the better, because it allows us more detailed consideration. But this is something that we will need to look at on a consensus basis and come to a common agreement in the coming months. Also, we would need to look at the way that we are able to agree on the key issues that these working groups would actually examine. We have just submitted to the ISU a joint Australian-Japan working paper on this issue to add to the mix, and we commend this to states parties for reading and also examining. Our idea involves the idea of two working groups, the establishment of two working groups. One would be dealing with science and technological review and picking up the sorts of issues that we were talking about in the earlier session this afternoon, with the aim of having a flexible, risk-oriented approach to examining the issues of the day relevant to the BWC. A second working group that we would propose establishing is one far more open-ended, and it would deal with the issue of reassurance that we have raised in a joint working paper that was cross-regional, sponsored by 14 delegations at the meeting of states parties in 2015, working paper 11. And in the basket of issues dealing with reassurance, Article 10 would be there, also CBM issues, Article 7, in fact, the whole spectrum of issues that could be raised relevant to the implementation of the BWC. So I think we have sufficient ideas across all the delegations that have proposed working papers on this issue for us to look to crystallise an approach in November that enables us to indeed provide a greater focus and also to make it easier for us as a body to formulate effective action in a way that hasn't been possible in the current intersessional program. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.